Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks, it's a new year and a new episode of the Ozempic podcast. Today, we're going to talk about four steps to start your Ozempic journey. Everyone right now is doing their New Year's resolution, is trying to drop some weight. So this year, let's do it different. This year, let's use these four steps and let's start your Ozempic and semaglutide journey. And let's get this thing going and change your lifestyle, not binge diet, once and for all. Okay, so four steps. Are you ready for number one? Here we go. Number one, we always say this, call your doctor, okay? Call a doctor at a minimum. Most of the clinics that you use or do telehealth, they have a doctor or a nurse practitioner. Now, be careful if you don't call your own doctor or a doctor you know, because their goal is to help you make a purchase of the product that they're representing. So please call your doctor. And just to share a story, I am a news junkie, right? So I've been reading about Ozempic since probably 2019, 2020, the celebrity medication. It was so expensive, $500 a shot back then. And then in 2021, you start to hear, oh, it's becoming more accessible to the public. All the studies are positive. By 2022, you're starting to hear about its availability to the mass market, if you know where to go. And by 2023, it's in the mainstream. And now that we're in 2024, it is everywhere on social media. And you can get it for as low as, I think, $99 a month if you're doing mail order now. But the first thing you need to do is to call your doctor. And one of the things you need to do when you call your doctor is get their opinion on it, but also make sure you can speak to your personal healthcare regimen. What is it? Do you take other medications? Do you have a history of diabetes? Are you pre-diabetic? These things are all critical as you plan to go on a diet where you're really going to be consuming less than your body's used to on a consistent basis. But remember, the reason we do this show is to answer your basic questions about losing weight in a healthy manner, right? And making a lifestyle change. And again, I'm almost 5 months into my journey now. And I really feel confidently that whether I taper all the way off here in a few months or whether I stay on it on a tiny dose, that I've really changed my meal habits, where I'm having a small, healthy breakfast almost every day, under 300 calories, a little orange juice to get some vitamins in my brain, get it functioning well, grapefruit juice, some fruit, yogurt, a little bit of granola, grain, or oatmeal every day. And I look forward to that. You know, so many people love breakfast. I love my breakfast, even if it's small. That's where I get to consume my fruit if I get some. So love that. And then at lunch is where I usually, you know, eat out, and because I'm working, and just do something sensible. And by dinner, the cool thing for me is I'm usually not that hungry, even though I order something. It's usually pretty small. Last night I had a salad, ordered some shrimp scampi with it. It was great. I was full on my way home, able to enjoy a cocktail or two if you do consume cocktails, and don't feel like I'm binge dieting. I've made a lifestyle change. I keep in touch with my doctor. My doctor, I go to a direct primary care practice, so I have access to him 24/7 via text. And he's been really encouraging and done a lot of research and has been really communicative with me on it and has steered me in the right direction. So step number one, call your doctor. Call a doctor you know and trust. Most of these clinics and telehealth are going to make you meet with a doctor and NP anyway, but call your doctor if possible. They'll get you started on the right journey. Make sure you know of any hazards your personal health regimen might present. There's not a ton out there from what they've shown so far, but particularly if you have a history of diabetes, you may even be able to get it covered by your insurance if you have a history of diabetes or pre-diabetic, or even if you have the right plan. So number two, which provider are you going to choose? And number two is really kind of provider and budget, if you will, because every provider is going to probably charge you a different amount. Now, I've seen as low as $99. I don't know if that's per injection or per month. Most people I talk to are spending, if they go to a clinic, about $300 a month, sometimes $400. Could be a little less. It's getting more competitive. It just depends on if you're in a rural market or in the city. So, research the provider. You can reach out to the show, reach out to some of our guests if you're in their region who have been on the show. You can do it mail order. The way it works, mail order. If you listen to our show with Evan Kerstel, med tech influencer, Evan talked about he gets a package in the mail, refrigerated pack once a month. He needs to keep them in a refrigerated area, even when you travel. And he self-injects. And sometimes, like my wife and I, when we travel, we inject each other, get the shots from our clinic the week before, keep them refrigerated, take it with us. So, and just one of the questions we haven't answered is, do you have to do it scientifically 7 days later? No, there's no scientific day to do it. It's just whenever you feel comfortable if you're traveling and just can just plan it out. So number one, call your doctor. Number two, figure out which provider you're going to use. Make sure you do some research. They have a reputation. Maybe talk to one or two people that are using their product. Number three, what is number three, guys? This is critical. Meal plan. How are you going to meal plan to lose weight? These injections do not burn calories or fat. Pause for impact there. Pause for impact. These injections just tell your brain you're not hungry.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So if your brain says, I'm not hungry, but I'm so used to eating and binge eating and eating sugar and eating cookies, nothing's going to change. And I've shared this before, but I remember I sat down with my wife the day after we started the injections in summer or fall of 23. And we usually will share an appetizer and then either share a meal at dinner or both get something kind of smaller. Well, we sat down and I said, oh, do you want an appetizer? And halfway through since I stopped myself and kind of went, wait, well, hold on. We can't do that. We need to approach this as if we are counting, not as if, but because we are counting our calories, our carbs, our proteins, not as exact as they have you do it on other diets, but up here, you got to know. And number four is going to get to how you do that. Guys, that doesn't mean you can't share an appetizer with your spouse. In fact, we do it all the time now because we're more comfortable with what we're consuming in our meal plan. But number three is that you must have a meal plan. So you know how many calories, carbs, and proteins in particular you're consuming each day. What's your cap for each is? Doesn't mean you can't go over it a single day, but there's got to be days where you're not just under it, but you come in just because you weren't that hungry, significantly under it, because the law of averages is going to average out towards the max, right? So number three, guys, is to simply have a meal plan thought out. You can talk to your doctor about that. You can get samples online. At the end of each of our shows, we give a suggestion on a healthy meal people like. We had a whole episode on how Starbucks has, you know, a ton of meals under 300 calories for breakfast and under 500 for lunch. And other than the preservatives, I like a ton of them. So forgive me for loving Starbucks. I'm a junkie, but the whole name of the episode was Starbucks is your friend on a diet, right? And then, guys, number four, what is number four? Number four is get yourself an app that helps you track your meal plan, your calories, your carbs, your proteins. Proteins are so important on this diet because this is the one negative thing, and I wouldn't say it's a negative, it's an FYI to be aware of, that the research has shown us. For some reason, when people are losing weight using the injections, they're losing a little more muscle than traditionally is the case as compared to body fat. Normally, you'd burn about 25% muscle and the rest would be body fat when you're dieting. On this diet, the injections, the science is showing that it's closer to like 32%. Muscle. So make sure you're not just doing cardio, but you're getting some strength training in there as well, some resistance training. But number four is track with an app. I use Lose It. You can get for, I think it used to be $20, maybe $29 now. I even upgraded to the $100 version because now I can do all these other things with it. And it always reminded me back when I was a binge dieter how terrible I was doing because I had to restart twice a year. But I have friends that use MyFitnessPal. Apple has a tracker that I think is free. All you got to do is go in the app store, just go online and Google calorie counter tracker, whatever, and boom, they all smack you across the face. If you use a Apple Watch or if you have other Apple products, maybe try out the Apple calorie counter and see how it goes for you. But I've had no issues with Lose It through the years, other than it reminding me how terrible I am at binge dieting. Every time you restart, it's like, oh, are you restarting? We've been here before. So guys, the four things to do to start your Ozempic journey. Let's start your Ozempic journey here in 2024. Set some money aside, budget it out, but here are the four steps. Call your doctor, number one. Number two, pick a provider, work with your doctor on that. Number three, meal plan. What are you gonna do? What's your calorie cap? What's your carb cap? What's your protein intake each day? And number four, download one of these apps that helps you do that. I actually don't use my app anymore because it's all right here because I'm programmed. I know where my vulnerabilities are and where my strengths are. I still have Lose It. I probably haven't opened it in a month. I'm going on month five here of my journey. But by then, you kind of are in a groove and you know. So thank you for tuning into the podcast, guys. Start your Ozempic journey here in 2024. All of the results coming out show that whether it's Wegovy, Mounjaro, the semaglutide compound that I'm on, they're all having the same results. I had somebody ask me the other day, which one should I choose? Some clinics offer the others. Honestly, I would go with the one that's most price friendly for you because they're all having the same result. Some studies, Mounjaro, Wegovy are really doing better in some other areas, not just the weight loss, but they're showing these huge gains. It's reducing stroke. It's helping with mental health, which is helping in so many different ways. But in terms of, let's simplify you starting your journey down to, if they offer more than one, because there has been a shortage of some, go with the one that's most price friendly for you, as long as your doctor thinks that's going to work out. So start your journey. I'm excited to hear about it. Can you please share our podcast with people? We keep these episodes short so you can listen to them on the way to work because we're all working people, raising families, things like that, and just trying to make a lifestyle change. I'm excited to bring guests to you that have done that and are sharing their tips. So thanks so much for tuning into the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Make 2024 the year that you start your Ozempic journey and change your lifestyle.
You've been listening to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Jump into the world of Wildcrats at Philadelphia's Please Touch Museum. Explore the world of this PBS Kids series in the Wildcrats Creature Power Museum exhibit, opening May 31st. Discover animal habits from around the world as you swing through the trees like a spider monkey, sneak through the forest like a jaguar, hunt for lunch like a platypus, and much more in this adventurous new exhibit. Get tickets at PleaseTouchMuseum.org. That's PleaseTouchMuseum.org.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.